Our first speaker needs no introduction. He is a crowd favorite, and I know everybody who attends this conference enjoys this commissioner update. It has so much good information that is practical and helpful in our day-to-day practices. So you're in for a treat this morning with Mark's presentation. He joined TASB Legal Services in 2007 and is the lead attorney for advocacy. He is the liaison to TASB's Governmental Relations Division and is the coordinator for TASB's Legal Assistance Fund. Mark also helps write the legal policies for TASB Policy Services. He is a graduate of Stephen F. Austin University and Texas Tech University School of Law. He is a member of the School Law Section of the State Bar, previously served as the chair from 2018 and 2019, and is a member of the Texas Council of School Attorneys. He is also a fantastic attorney. It is my honor to welcome my friend, Mark Tilley, to the podium.
Thank you, Andrea, and that's a tall order to follow that introduction, but we'll go ahead. How are y'all doing this morning? Great. How's everybody at home? All right, doing good. All right. Let's see. Well, we're getting 1 minute head start here, but I have time management skills, a lack of time management skills in 45 minutes. So let's get started. Anybody in the room not a lawyer, like a board member or a superintendent or an administrator, works in a school district? Thank you very much for your service. We appreciate you. It's kind of tough times in schools right now, I think we can all recognize. So thank you very much for your service, and let's go ahead and get started. There were 41 commissioner decisions signed by the commissioner in 2022. A quick word about your materials. We've summarized selected cases from these 41 decisions, but they all appear in a chart at the end of the paper. I think it's on about page 22 of the paper. In the chart, if there's an asterisk next to the petitioner, that means that there's a summary up above in the paper. And thanks to my colleague, Sarah Orman, for her work throughout the year in reviewing and summarizing these cases as we receive them. Here's the breakdown of these 41 commissioner decisions. There were three termination-ish related decisions. There were two non-renewals, one detachment and annexation. Get excited about that. 31 local grievances, and four what I'm going to call in res, and we'll talk about those in a moment. If you're curious, here's the trend over the last 12 years. I'd say we're currently experiencing an uptick since a low during the pandemic year. Here is where you can go to find all the decisions that we're going to discuss today. The agency is doing a really good job of keeping this up to date. Most of you, I think, probably have your computers in front of you. Certainly, if you're at home, you do. And feel free to pull up these decisions and follow along. The Commissioner of Education has limited jurisdiction over appeals of decisions made by school boards. There are basically two ways to for a board's decision to be heard by the Commissioner of Education. There's Chapter 21 for terminations and non-renewals, those types of things, and then there's Chapter 7 for local grievances, or essentially anything that doesn't fall under Chapter 21. So we're going to start with Chapter 21 appeals. Subchapter G of Chapter 21 establishes the process for a teacher to file a petition for review with the commissioner when they've received notice that a school board has taken action to terminate or non-renew what we call Chapter 21 contracts. And these are what the commissioner refers to as short timeline cases, because the process is a series of short and very strict deadlines. Starting with terminations, the three types of Chapter 21 contracts can be terminated at any time for good cause. And the commissioner applies the good cause standard found in the 1992 Lee Wright Incorporated versus Hall case from the Houston Court of Appeals.